if she went into boiling water, I guess she would be what's known as poaching. Poached egg.
And how do you make those?
Normally they're put into little containers in the raw stage after they've been opened up out of the shell, and they're put over a boiler in which the hot water is underneath, and they're boiled by steam more than anything else.
So they don't really get in the water?
No.
You ever seen them made that way?
Yeah.
And what do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you boil with greens?
Ham hock.
Well, now, would that have any lean in it?
It could have.
What would you call the kind that have any lean in it?
Just fat, I guess.
You call it fat?
Yeah.
So you go to the grocery store and buy a piece of fat?
No, I believe there's a term for that that I can't recall right at the moment.
People call it different things, you know. There's some people call it fat back or sour belly or side meat, a lot of different things. White bacon. But what would you call it?
Possibly that side meat, because it's really the cheaper cut of the, for lack of a better term, the underbelly of a hog.
So, now what if it had some lean in it, you'd call it?
I guess just streak of lean.
And what about if it had a good bit of lean in it?
Bacon?
So, now, what do you call the part of a hog between the shoulder and the ham?
That would be the midsection, which would consist of bacon and loin, which the loin is where your pork chops come from.
Yes. Well, would you call it the midsection?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
I don't believe so.
And if you buy meat, you slice it thin with eggs, and to eat with eggs, what would you call that?
An omelet.
Well, the kind of meat you buy to slice thin, to eat with your eggs.
Bacon.
So, if you bought it and you had to slice it yourself, would you call it bacon?
Yeah, it'd be the side of bacon.
And if you bought it like that, you know, it might have a part you'd have to cut off. That you can, before you can slice it, the edge of the bacon.
Skin.
And if you buy it and it's already sliced thin to eat with your eggs, what would you call it then? Would you?
Sliced bacon.
And what do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Link sausage.
And who would be the person that sells that kind of meat?
Normally any of your grocery stores would be.
Well, if you wanted to buy a whole ham or something, who would you go to?
Meat market.
And who would you talk to there?
The butcher. Meat market manager.
Well, now, if you keep the meat too long, what does the meat do? You say the meat is
spoiled, or else it becomes rancid.
So, well, what else can become rancid besides meat?